AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. More than 3,700 dead. Hospitals so overcrowded, they're running out of space to store the bodies. This is Nepal, where the 7.8 magnitude earthquake that hit on Saturday destroyed lives, homes, and electricity just to start. Dr. Sandesh Dahal is there in the capital of Kathmandu and says hospital personnel are going outside the hospitals now to care for the injured.
We have come here because we have a hospital out there, but it's very unsafe. So that's why we have some patients that are here. So that's why we have come here for the rounds.
He talked to Sky News as Nepal appealed to the world to send more surgeons and paramedics. Tens of thousands of families have been sleeping outdoors, fearful of the continuing aftershocks. The funeral begins 3 hours from now for 25-year-old Freddie Gray, the black man who suffered spinal injuries and died while in the custody of Baltimore police. Our Jessica Gresko reports there was a large crowd yesterday at the wake for Freddie Gray.
A number of the people who went to the wake said that they did not know Freddie Gray or his family, but they felt that they wanted to come and pay their respects.
An aide to President Obama will be among the mourners at the funeral later this morning. Opening statements in the trial of Colorado movie theater shooter James Holmes today. He killed 12 people and wounded 70 more on that day almost 3 years ago. Legal analyst Dan Recht.
The case will revolve around not who done it, because James Holmes did it, but whether he was sane or insane at the time.
The search for survivors continues in the waters off Alabama after a powerful weekend storm capsized several sailboats. This is AP Radio News. The Clinton Foundation is admitting mistakes were made in disclosing its donors. Ed Donahue has this report.
The foundation's acting chief executive, Maura Pally, says a voluntary external review found government grants and donations were mistakenly combined. She said the foundation would remedy any errors and total revenue was accurately reported. Since announcing her run for president, Hillary Clinton has sought to dismiss questions about financial support of her family charity and allegations of undue influence. Maura Pally says mistakes were made and steps are being taken to make sure this doesn't happen again. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Gasoline prices are up. The average national price of a regular gallon of gasoline has jumped 13 cents in the past 2 weeks to $2.58 a gallon. That's according to industry analyst Trilby Lundberg. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.